Motivation, guys, is totally overrated. So if any of y'all tell me, I'm just not motivated enough to create this new habit, I'm going to tell you that it does not matter. What matters more is actually your environment. I want you to think about how a little grocery store is created or laid out, or even, I mean, even a better example that I just thought of is Sephora. Think about how when you're standing in line, they have all those little things positioned right by checkout, and you end up buying them even though you don't necessarily need them. But you buy them not because what they were, but where they were. So oftentimes things are positioned around us so that we will purchase them. There's a whole psychology behind it. So it is much easier to build new habits in oftentimes a more conducive environment or a new environment altogether, so that you are not fighting old cues. So for example, if you're like, I want to start meditating, and maybe you've tried meditating in a certain part of your house over and over again and it hasn't worked, maybe the way to really restart that habit is to start it in a completely new environment. Maybe instead of doing it in your living room, you decide to do it in your office. Or if you decide you want to read or write, instead of journaling in your bed, you go ahead and you do it in your desk. So I want you to really pay attention to your environment and going ahead and creating new positive cues for developing your new habits. And the same can go for the opposite, right? If you want to go ahead and not eat that pint of ice cream before going to bed every day, remove the pint of ice cream. We've heard this a gazillion times, right? If it's not in your house, you won't eat it. So your environmental cues play a huge role on whether you're going to develop new habits or you're going to go ahead and extinguish the habits that you no longer need.